Sky FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Dina Diamond, good morning. Sorry, after that rant.
No, used to the rant. It's Monday.
Yeah, exactly. It's not a Monday if I'm not ranting about something, right? No, but it is irritating, Dina. We haven't had water for 26 hours or 7 hours or something. I live with teenage boys, for God's sake.
Exactly. No, I do feel pain, but I have to say I've had no water for a while. It is very, very annoying. Do you have to choose? If you had to choose no power or no water, what would you choose? So, yes, we live in very difficult conditions.
Exactly, we do as well. And, of course, in the middle of a pandemic, just what you should be deprived of is water. Anyway, let's chat about more pleasant thing, the Queen's Gambit.
Yes, I have to tell you, I actually started watching this because of you. Oh. Because you got on air, you started raving about it, and I cannot believe that you have not finished it because I completely binge-watched it in one weekend. So I don't know why you have not finished, because you actually can't not watch it. Like once you actually start.
So I'll tell you what happened was I actually found myself depriving myself of sleep to such a severe degree that I said I actually just have to stop this and pull myself together. That's why. I went cold turkey, but I will go back to it.
Depriving yourself of sleep. Completely. But let me just tell you about this Queen's Gambit. So, again, when I saw it, I was like, oh, it's a movie about chess. Oh, I mean, how interesting can it be? And I think that's originally what everyone had thought. But from a Netflix point of view, I have to tell you the stats. On October 28th, so recently, the series became the most watched series of the day on Netflix. And then on the 23rd of November, it was announced that the series had been watched by 62 million households since it's released. I mean, so it's basically Netflix's wow. biggest scripted limited series to date. It has gone crazy, and it has literally gone crazy globally. And then not only that, but it's totally affected the entire chess sales globally, which has been phenomenal. I mean, on eBay, sales of chess sets have gone up 215%. That is massive. It's mammoth, actually. And that is the effect of one miniseries.
I absolutely love it. I walked into our dining room the other day over the weekend, and two of my sons were playing chess. And I thought, wow, this is something I haven't seen for ages. And it has to be, even if, you know, just subtly, the language of chess and the discussion around chess is it's everywhere.
Absolutely. And I mean, first of all, I didn't even know that the Queen's Gambit was an opening move in chess. I didn't even know that there was an opening move. So I grew up like learning chess as one does, like how the pieces move, and that was it. But when you actually watch this movie, and I have to tell you that the actress who plays it is beyond phenomenal. I mean, she is literally like outstanding. I think it's her performance that actually really draws every single person in, because she actually is like, in terms of how she literally just like takes control of the board. And again, it's also seen as a bit of, I think, a woman empowerment story where, so the woman, sorry, let me just actually tell you the actress who plays it. Her name is Anya Taylor-Joy, and she's actually an Argentine British actress.
Have we seen her in anything before?
So she's actually played in lots of different stuff. She's actually blonde. She's not a redhead, but the red hair just makes her absolutely astounding in this role, and like so striking, and in the period in which it's in, so the 1950s, 1960s. So she's been in a movie called The Witch, which is a horror film. She's been acknowledged for her performances historically. So she was in Thoroughbreds in 2017, in Emma Woodhouse, which is a comedy drama, Emma, which is actually playing now. And then, The Miniaturist on BBC One, Peaky Blinders, Dark Crystal, Age of Renaissance, and then she actually got, but she was actually a recipient of a Cannes Film Festival Trophée Chopald and was nominated for BAFTA Rising Star in 2017. So she is an up and coming star. We haven't seen her, I think, which is what makes it so successful, because her face is relatively unknown. And actually when you see her growing up, so obviously the story is that she grows up in an orphanage, her mom dies in a car accident, and she becomes a chess child prodigy taught by the janitor in
I love I love that relationship because, you know, we always think of, oh, she goes, you know, the janitor and there's going to be something untoward, and there just isn't. He just teaches her chess.
Yeah, and it's the most beautiful story. You'll see, so when you do finish watching it, it just plays out so beautifully in terms of how he follows her career. It is just an absolutely magnificent story, and her performance is outstanding. Like, it literally grips you, and even when she's playing chess, first of all, you see her going through the motions, and you see, and even the costumes, the clothing. I mean, you actually want that clothes. I want.
Yeah, yeah. It's phenomenal. But there are so many sub texts and sub plots almost. The whole drug, the use of drugs for kids in the orphanage. There was just something absolutely amazing. Gimple says, I didn't notice her in Peaky Blinders. I did now though. 34519, have you watched The Queen's Gambit, and what did you think of it? Or were you put off by the fact that, as Dina was, about chess? How interesting can that be? But chess is just, I mean, obviously it's a very important part of the story, but, it's not boring in any way.
No, absolutely not. And if anything, it actually makes you more interested in chess, because I'm thinking, you know, I wish as a child I'd learned how to play chess properly, because if you look at the research, chess actually has multiple advantages in the terms of education, in terms of memory retention, in terms of neural connectivity, in terms of thinking. In fact, chess has been used in sort of underprivileged environments where kids have actually been given chess as a tool, and it helps with, it literally has a tangible difference on their mathematics skills, and literally creates a higher cognitive level of that sort of functioning. So it does have an actual help. And when you actually look at the way chess is portrayed in this movie, in the series, it creates a love of chess, which is so interesting, because it shows you that there actually are set moves. So you see, she reads multiple books, and she looks. And I think if you've just learned how to play chess with like me, you just know the pieces and how they move. But if you know that the Queen's Gambit, for example, is an opening move, and then there's a response to the Queen's Gambit, and then there's the Sicilian, the closed Sicilian, and I think when you're watching all of that, you actually are fascinated, because there's, to every move by a chess master or someone who is really, really skilled in chess, there's a counter move. Okay. And it depends how you respond to that counter move. Mm-hmm. So it actually want to learn how to play chess. And then not only, as you said, there's so many subtexts in this, it also talks about women's empowerment, because there is a huge amount of sexism that comes in. Again, 1950s, 1960s in the US, where women weren't always seen as the prominent figures that they are now, given the opportunity. And she's very much the only woman in that context. And she holds herself beautifully. She's got like this almost steel sort of look in her eyes, that she's that unmoved. She is so elegant about how she plays, and that's what really, I think, draws you in.
It really does. I really thoroughly recommend anybody watches it. Dina, what else have you been watching or intend watching when you go away? Are you going away? And when are you going away?
Oh, yes, I'm supposed to be going away this week to Cape Town, actually. Awesome. But I am, you're right, I'm looking for another miniseries, because once you've actually seen this, you actually think, well, what else can I watch?
Like this,
maybe I should learn how to play chess. But I just have to tell you that also something interesting is that wooden chess sets are 9 times more popular than plastic or anything else, which I thought was interesting, because it looks like people are looking for that authentic situation. So I think maybe we're even going to take a chess set and maybe try and learn some chess moves.
Right. Like, I think your kids will hate you by the end of the holiday, but all right, that's their job.
Possibly. Yeah. So if you've got any other suggestions, if anyone else has an idea on what we should be watching, please let us know, because obviously December is a little bit calmer than the rest of the year.
Absolutely.
So I'm definitely on the lookout for some nice series that will be sort of riveting. And again, this particular one is riveting. It really, really is. I don't know how you stop watching it.
Namukhle, you also absolutely loved it.
Yes, huh? I did. I did. I enjoyed it. I don't know did you guys discuss the fact that, like, Google said one of its like high searches were chess, like chess sets.
Yeah,
chess
Dina games. Was saying the number of chess sets
and
sold
just
gone through the roof.
Yeah.
I love that. I love that influence that all of this has. I wonder if Creepy Crawly sold out after my octopus teacher.
I highly doubt.
I wonder if people went and did that, but I don't think so, huh?
But I mean, chess was, it was absolutely, it was a declining game. Mm. And then literally, Queen's Gambit. So it's a mini series. I mean, and it's on Netflix. So you think, well, what can the global appeal, reach, change be? But I think we see now that from a really good piece of art and drama and film, that it literally has a fundamental impact on the world. I think that's how, I think what's also interesting is it shows how connected we are, that, that, the, that literally the world has become one global village, and everything from eBay to Google to any sales, anything, Amazon, it all is so connected that there's just a knock-on effect, which is really, really interesting.
Have you been
and
watching?
Also, I mean, I'm in COVID. Yeah.
Have you been watching Schitt's Creek at all?
Oh my gosh, do I love. So yes, I would totally recommend that.
I was just going to say, because if you haven't watched that, go and watch that as well. Absolutely,
it's so
superb.
Quirky. So people have to. A lot of people have said to me they couldn't get through the first few episodes, but I have to tell you, we have to persevere, because just the quirkiness and the nuances that had come out of it as well are just absolutely fantastic. It's totally entertaining. I mean, we started talking like Moira for a while. I was going, like, okay, it's enough.
But it's awesome. Absolutely, it's brilliant. And Unsigned says, have you watched Tehran? It's gripping. From the first episode, I have not watched it.
I have not. And you know what I did watch, which was also outstanding, was the Red Sea Diving Resort, which talks about the Ethiopian rescue from of the Jews of Ethiopia. Mm. It's also outstanding. And in fact, I know there was a webinar that was run by the Jewish Report on this. But if you had watched the movie before, you actually had such an appreciation for the full story, because it was massively risky. And I mean, setting up a diving resort in Sudan, I mean, is just a crazy thing, and the way that it was done was just superb. So I would definitely recommend that for anyone who hasn't seen it as well.
Mm, that is definitely something. And then, of course,
Schitt's Creek spelled S-C-H, guys. S-C-H.
Yes, otherwise I wouldn't be saying it on radio, would I? I mean, it is just, I would never.
You have standards.
I have standards. Of course, and Dina, the other thing that you and I spoke about yesterday was this scene from Monty Python back in 1980 something that that is really very much the beginning of every Zoom call. Now, it is radio, so it's hard to picture, but it's the first scene, and it's called the fish tank scene from The Meaning of Life. And it's these fish swimming around an aquarium, or a little fish tank. It's not an aquarium. It's a fish tank at a restaurant. And I just thought, when you think about this in the context of 2020 Zoom calls, you think about it very differently. Dina Diamond, that's where we're leaving it with you. Have a fantastic holiday, and I look forward to catching up with you in the new year. It is 8:51.